A provision to shift Medicaid health care costs in New York from counties to the state is meeting with a cool reception from state leaders. It's part of a congressional Republicans' plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, but Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo calls it a targeted war on New York, while the leader of the Republicans in the state Senate is also voicing skepticism. More from our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
An amendment to the health care plan in the Republican-led Congress would free counties in New York from having to pay for Medicaid health care costs. But the difference of around $2.3 billion a year would have to be picked up by the state without any additional federal aid. Two upstate New York congressmen, Buffalo's Chris Collins and the Hudson Valley's John Faso, are backing the proposal. It was created by Speaker Paul Ryan and other congressional leaders as a sweetener to gain their support for the measure. Governor Cuomo says the move is a cost shift and just adds to the estimated $4.6 billion burden the state already faces if GOP members of Congress follow through with the plan to eventually trim Medicaid payments to states. New York took advantage of options under Obamacare to expand health care coverage, so stands to lose even more than most other states.
My greatest fear from last year's election has actually come true, which is you would have a rabid conservative ideology in Washington that would tell New York to drop dead.
Cuomo says the federal aid losses will ripple through the health care system and devastate one of the state's top industries, with damage far beyond the loss of health care coverage for the state's poorest residents.
That means more hospitals, more nursing homes are going to close. That's what that means. There is no ferry that is going to float down and hand over $2.3 billion to make up the shortfall that the counties left.
Cuomo was joined by the heads of the state's largest hospital associations, as well as the leader of the healthcare workers union, SEIU 1199. He called out Congressman Faso and Collins, saying they were putting ideological zealotry over service to their constituents, who Cuomo says will be hurt by the cuts. The governor also blamed Speaker Ryan, calling him a rabid conservative. Cuomo did not name President Trump, who is championing the healthcare changes. Even the highest-ranking Republican in state government, GOP Senate leader John Flanagan, is skeptical. Flanagan says without additional monies, New York's taxpayers will have to finance the Medicaid costs one way or the other, so it won't be true relief from state mandates that many Republican senators have sought in the past.
Mandate relief is supposed to turn into taxpayer relief. So if it's mandate relief and nothing happens to the taxpayer at the end of the day and they're still bearing the same burden, then I'm not sure I would agree that it's mandate relief.
The proposal leaves New York's counties in an awkward political position. New York State Association of Counties Executive Director Steve Aquario says his group is opposed to the current form of the Obamacare repeal and replacement, believing it will be detrimental to health care in New York State. But he says a state takeover of Medicaid, which the counties have been asking for 51 years, could be a silver lining in an otherwise abysmal bill.
Back in 1966, NYSAC and the counties of this state told the state it was the wrong policy for the taxpayers, that it would come back to haunt them.
He says New York is an outlier and one of the only states that require a local government contribution to Medicaid. The Faso-Collins provision would end that. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
North Country Congresswoman Elise Stefanik and Mohawk Valley Congresswoman Claudia Tenney are among the Republicans who are supporting the Medicaid change. Central New York Congressman John Katko does not.